Welcome back to Ping!
Again.
This is episode 131, and this week, please take note, Tall Paul is not with us. He is off in Shanghai. Top secret stuff that he cannot talk about, or we just don't really care to ask about, one or the other. But instead, we've got Clint, and you guys all know Clint Rikus, frequent host of This Week on Channel 9. He's hosted Ping with us before, and he also does some of the coolest work that we, Channel 9, as a team, create. I mean, obviously, my stuff is the coolest.
Oh, totally.
But second to me would be some of the stuff you create. Why don't you tell people some of the stuff you've done over the past few years here at Microsoft?
Past few years, I've built a robotic t-shirt cannon powered by Windows Phone 7.
Nice.
A Kinect drivable lounge chair. I showed off a automated bartending system, which you...
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Even though I lost, but the person cheated. And then most recently, a car with West Coast Customs.
Very cool. And what happens to this stuff when you're done? So I know I've seen the Kinect lounge chair in various locations around our building, but does anyone get to, like, take these things home and enjoy them?
So Jeff Sandquist, our boss's boss, managed to get one of the chairs, so that's in his office right now. And then a lot of times it gets repurposed.
Okay.
So, I mean,
I would like to drive it around campus, if possible. You know, like, I think that would be a good way to get from here to lunch in a lounge chair.
It's very slow and bumpy.
Is it?
Yeah.
But
I have driven it across campus a couple times, and a lot of people look at you weird.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know, funny, yesterday I went to lunch with LiPo Larry Larson, also Channel 19, and he was talking about some of his Segway missions. You know, he drives the Segway like a crazy person around his terrain in his backyard. And I thought that was kind of cool. And then this morning, just before I walked into the studio, I saw some guy. He had gotten off the bus and was going from the bus station to his office on a unicycle. And this makes me feel like what's wrong with people at Microsoft is just the regular old
Portland.
Is a regular old bicycle just not cool enough? We need lounge chairs and Segways and unicycles. How about a skateboard?
I did build a
old school
skateboard.
You did? Could you drive it around campus?
It would be very, very dangerous.
I feel like I remember seeing you fall off of it.
It's totally possible.
That also would be entertaining. All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's start the show. All right, Clint, so I have a sad confession to make, and I've made it on shows that I've hosted before, and the response is always like,
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm already knowing where this is going.
The confession is, I've never seen Star Wars.
Stop the program!
I should just sleep right now.
I know. I get that a lot. In fact, I think our viewership probably just dropped to a third. But I need to go out and see it.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
But, you know, I have played multiple Star Wars video games.
I'm still questioning, should I just leave right now?
Are you a big Star Wars?
I don't
do
like
need
Star
to
Wars.
Ask,
I
right?
very much do like Star Wars. I actually have an R2-D2 cooler in my apartment.
See, I would like that. I would like that. I don't need to have seen the movie to enjoy a robotic cooler.
It's not robotic. It's just
well,
cool.
It's a cooler in the shape of a little robot. Isn't he a robot?
Yeah.
Right? Or is he a droid?
A droid is a robot.
Right. See? That's what he is. Anyway, people, myself included, will be excited to know that the Kinect Star Wars game has been officially announced and will be coming out on April 3rd. Now, have you been a fan of previous Star Wars games?
I have. I'm that
Lego Star Wars.
I
come
do
on,
Lego, and I
that
do
was
like
good.
Star Wars. When you combine the two,
yeah,
good times.
I don't know how they're gonna beat that.
I don't know. I've seen some previews, and I'm like, I want to be the guy that goes like, and do that. Like,
you want the power,
I
the
do.
Force.
Oh yeah. You've seen me at meetings.
Yeah, yeah. He does have the force at meetings. Anyway, apparently some people thought that the demo they showed off at E3 was less than fab, but the hopes are that the final game, which like I said, coming out on April 3rd, is going to be mind blowing and live up to all that you Star Wars fans are looking forward to.
That to me is the inevitable problem with like Kinect Star Wars is everyone wants it to be just like the movie and all that stuff. So.
You mean like you want to wield your lightsaber?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Who doesn't?
So the game has an extremely high bar to meet, and hopefully it meets it.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of Kinect hacks before the Windows SDK came out where people sort of had built Star Wars-like lightsaber-type games. You know, this is something that They were sort of like, if you game developers aren't going to make it for us, we're going to make it ourselves. That's how badly people want to play Luke Skywalker and Han Solo. And they're also, it comes with a specially branded controller and...
That is the Star Wars Xbox.
Yeah, because Star Wars themed Xbox and Kinect unit retail for $449. So is it worth it?
I kind of already want one.
Have you already pre-ordered?
I may have.
All right, so there you go. And once you guys get it in your hand, let us know what you think. You can play it. You can get a skin in R2-D2 and C-3PO and all that stuff for all you little nerds. All right, Clint, so you weren't here last week, but I know you watched the episode, totally. As you do every week.
Every week.
Every week, twice, watching Ping.
It's on repeat.
It's on loop.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think that's probably the best. Just keep it playing in your office or at home. When you're on dates.
And my car.
Your
you
car.
Name it.
Nice.
It's
so then
it's
you
on loop
know.
On my phone as well.
You know, the last episode, Paul and I talked about the fact that Xbox Live said that they were going to be bringing some of their services over to other devices, so not just Windows Phone exclusive.
Yep.
And we talked about the merits of this, and whether we thought this was good or bad. And now today we find out that our OneNote application is also going to be ported over to the Droid. What are your thoughts on this? Should we hold on to our stuff and keep it just for us, or let the world enjoy it?
So, I mean, Microsoft is a software company. It's what we do. It was inevitable, in my opinion, that we would release something for a popular platform.
Right. So, do you use OneNote?
I actually don't. I'm like one of the few people that I know that does not use OneNote. I find myself to remember stuff, manually write it down.
With a pen and paper?
I know. It's very
weird.
Antique.
That's so archaic.
I know.
You know, we used to have a boy on our team named Max Zuckerman, and he was a huge fan of OneNote, and he was always showing me all the cool stuff it did, and I kind of got into it a little bit, but I think for the people who really have mastered it, like Max, it's a great note-taking.
Oh, it's an amazing application.
You know, I mean, you can search through audio files, and I mean, it's great, and so I do think it's good that we're, you know, fishing where the fish are, and letting other, you know, phone users outside of Windows Phone get their hands on the goods, you know? Remember when you were little, Clint? And you wanted to go to McDonald's, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or just yesterday when you wanted to go to McDonald's, probably?
I wanted the Happy Meal toy.
Although, in New York, growing up in New York, and it's not that way here, but everywhere where there was McDonald's was across the street, there was a Burger King. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Here, not so much. In fact, is there even Burger King in Seattle?
I know of one.
Really? Yeah, look at that. That just dawned on me. Apparently, I haven't really cared up until now. But the point is that the competitor puts place there, their franchises, directly across the street. And I guess this is something that we, Microsoft, are kind of doing too, because we're opening up another Microsoft store right across, not across the street, but right around an Apple store in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So when we go to South by Southwest, which is in Austin, Texas in March, we can go and check it out. Now, Paul, in the past, has contended that the purpose of stores, that no one really needs stores. That we shouldn't even waste our time building physical stores.
I beg to differ there.
Me too, homie. Tell me why.
I think people like touching and feeling and figuring out what they want.
This is a G show, okay? This is a G show.
For me, a big thing with when I get a laptop is I like seeing how the keyboard types.
Okay.
It's one of those things where if it's, you know, too soft.
Yeah. So you mean just the way that the keys
feel or
respond
just,
to your touch? Yeah.
Small little things make me really like or hate a laptop. So I like physically going in and playing with the laptops. And the Microsoft Store has tons of laptops, tons of desktops.
Yeah.
Phones, you name it, they have it.
And I think they do a really good job of making those products look cool. You know, like, I'm not going to lie, I think that the Apple stores are kind of cool. You walk in there, they make their products look cool. They're sleek design. And I think Microsoft has done just as well, if not a better job. When you walk in the store, you're kind of like, oh, I want to buy something here. Like, I get that same feeling when I walk in Brookstone.
Really?
Yeah, they got all those cool...
Do you have the massage chair?
Massage chairs and little helicopters that fly around my living room. You know, they make it that you want to buy something in that store.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you are, if you live in Austin or are planning on traveling there, check it out. And hopefully that our Microsoft stores, although they seem to be pretty consistent in terms of design and layout, I'd like to see each one go a little bit further, get a little bit cooler, a little bit bigger, a little more interactive. You know, and where better to debut this than at the Interactive Festival South by Southwest?
Exactly.
See? Somebody should be just getting the ideas from my head and enacting them. All right, Clint, so the past, actually, I'm going to go with 2 weeks. I've read some stories here and there about this team from India who've built a device using the Kinect that helps blind people get around.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but think to myself and sent a mass email that this is exactly like the product we showed off at MIX.
Yes.
2000...
It was last year, so...
11.
Yes.
In April. Anyway, it's all very similar premise. This team seems to be getting a little bit more press. Perhaps their device, as you said earlier, was a little bit more robust.
Actually, looking at a photo of it, I mean, it looks like it's a complete computer versus the Navi guys had a laptop on their back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just... Little bits and part, you can correct that.
Yeah, and so. The Navi guys, they had certain points mapped in. So it was like, turn, walk here, and when you got close to this, it was sort of like Microsoft tag system,
yeah.
It would read that and would know to turn left. Where I get the impression this is more like it just senses any object in your path.
Well, I mean, to me it seems like you could easily alter their thing to do that. And
sure.
It's one of those, you saw what the Navi guys did, and then you could easily make the jump to where what the other team did.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, you know, this Indian team didn't actually, you know, talk to the guys who did Navi, because it's very, very similar idea. Either way, great work being done.
That's awesome.
Do you think that it'll ever get to the point where, you know, blind people can actually self-navigate based on these sort of devices?
I believe so. I mean,
if a dog can guide him around.
Well, like, I know there's people that use basically echolocation to mm-hmm. figure out where they're going. That's kind of similar to what this is, where you have the IR that comes back and you get a full depth map.
Right.
And then they use sensors along your chest to say, hey, there's something on your right or something on your left.
Wow. Unbelievable. Great work. And so...
Just wait until they hit a mirror.
Just wait until they hit a mirror. And just further proof that the Kinect... more than a gaming system.
It is. The Kinect effect.
The Kinect effect. All right, everybody, that wraps up this week. We want to thank Clint Rutkus for stepping in and filling in and Paul's big shoes. You've done a great job. He's got very big shoes. He's very tall. Thanks,
so,
Clint.
Clearly, I'm short then, is what you're
Well, shorter than Paul. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at LFoy. Clint, do you tweet?
I do. It's at Clint Rutkus.
Clint Rutkus, RUTKAS, not IS.
US. AS.
AS. There it is. And that's it. So we will see you next week.